this episode, we're going to talk about a simple content strategy that anybody can start to create content that actually helps you sell your product or your service or whatever you're selling. But first, I just want to say hello. My name is Lucas. This is the Marketabilities Podcast by Growing Media Marketing. We're here to just help you learn, develop, and launch your business and make more money, have a better life, whatever, like all of it. We want all of it for you. And I just want to say real quick, it's kind of a celebration. We are on our 200th podcast episode, which is wild. I can't believe we've done 200 of these. It's been crazy. Anything from, you know, interviews to collabs to talking about a play. I mean, it's just been a crazy journey doing this podcast. And I just can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching and liking and everything else in between. So thank you so much. Let's dig into the episode. So, we often tell our clients and customers that we don't want you to focus on like how many views or how many likes it gets. Did it increase revenue? Because that's ultimately what matters. Like, you know, we're not building an entertainment channel, right? Most of the time, unless we are building an entertainment channel, you know, like we've done some, TV show type stuff, right? And like that stuff matters. Like we want likes, we want all that stuff. But for most businesses, you don't really need all these followers. You don't need all these vanity metrics, like subscribers and stuff, like views and likes and stuff. You don't need that. Because often if people are coming to you for your product or service, they're not thinking about liking it or sharing the video or the post that's on your channel. They're like, oh, I want to go work with you. How do I do that? They don't, all the other stuff doesn't really matter to them because they're looking for the solution. They're not looking for another piece of entertainment. So whenever you're reviewing your analytics or you're reviewing your last post and you're like, man, they didn't do well, but I made a lot more money this month, then that's what matters. Like don't even question it. Cause people will get that totally wrong. They'll actually focus more on the vanity metrics of how famous they're getting on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, whatever it is, the platform, and not actually look at the numbers and be like, oh, you know, I posted this and then I made way more sales, even though it got way less views. That means that was a good post. Okay. Anyway, so I'm just going to dive into some posts that you can do right now, today. Doesn't even have to be anything special. You can do them yourself, or you can have the help with from a marketing agency like us here at Growing Media Marketing. And if you are interested in that, just go to growingmediamarketing.com. Check us out. Send us a message. We would love to help you. We can work with any budget. So check us out. Anyways, so we're going to talk about the three types of content that every business needs to have. And it doesn't matter what niche you're in, no matter what you're doing, these three pieces of content always do well. And really either it's going to add value, sell, or somewhere in between. So first thing, and you guys have probably heard me talk about this, if you guys have been on the podcast, is trust building content. So content that, you know, people can actually see that it actually has helped and that it does actually help, like that it's a real thing. It's not fake. There's a lot of fake things out there right now, but there's also a lot of real people out there. And a lot of times the real people aren't getting chosen because they're not showing how good their thing is. They're not actually, you know, building trust. And so you have to build trust with people. People are going to buy from you. If strangers are going to buy from you from the internet or from, you know, someone else talking about them, they need to trust you. So how can people trust you? Well, getting customer testimonials is probably one of the best ways. If you can sit someone down, or if you can tell them to take a little, you know, video with their iPhone or with their phone and then send it to you so that you can post it. And then you can do a little pre-video. It's like, hey, we took this customer from doing this to this, or we solved this, or this person got healed of this, whatever your business is. And then show them they're actually talking about it, about how it changed their life, about how it changed their thing, or about how it fixed this or fixed that. People are just going to trust you more because they're actually hearing not from you. Because we can tout our own horns all day, but people don't care about what we talk about. They care about if you can solve their problem or, you know, fix their thing or whatever it is. So customer testimonials is number one. trust building is number one. Number two is educational. So you need to add value to people's lives. I think this has been kind of a lost thing, is we need to add value before we get things back. Like giving first, like always be giving. Like the Bible dives in and is all about giving. And there's so many books that are just like, hey, give, and you'll receive. So, and there's a whole thing behind that, whole science, whole subconscious thing behind that, right? But we're not going to get into that. It's really just the best thing you can do is to educate your customers. So, if you're a plumber, right? Like, post a couple of things about, hey, this is what you can do to make sure that things either don't go badly quicker, or, you know, something to just check on to make sure things are functioning properly, that someone can do that. Like, you know, maybe our plumber gets called on a lot and it's really simple and easy, but like, he doesn't need to be doing that. He needs the bigger jobs, the thing that the catastrophes, the things that like the common homeowner can't take care of. So if he started doing content on, hey, this is how you fix these little things, and then if you get into a big spot, give me a call. But just, you know, saving people some time and some money is going to be great, to where they can call you for the legit stuff, the things that like actually matter. And so a good example of this is right now. You're watching this video or listening to this podcast, and we're giving you some education on what you can post for your business to make more money. But if you guys are overwhelmed with that, or if you guys want to do more or do it better or do it higher quality, then you would call us here at Growing Media, because that's what we do. We make businesses more money. That's just the way it is. We get their voices heard to where they can get to more customers, and they, you know, and it just spirals. Anyways, and then the last type of video that you have, number three, is promotions. So often, or the last type of piece of content, sorry, doesn't need to be video, but video is king. The last one is promotions. So if you're ever running a promotion or running a deal, you got to push that so hard, because it gives people this, this like FOMO, you know, like fear of missing out on, you know, the price, or maybe it's an added value of some sort, or exclusive, you know, access to you, or, maybe they get like one extra thing that they would normally pay for. And so like this time around, like they get that extra thing, you know, and they saved a little bit of money. It just creates some like tension, right? To where, but it's like good tension, where it's like, oh, they need to make that decision. You know, like this is a good time to make that decision. And if you're not pressuring people a little bit, now you don't want people to make a decision just because you want to make money. You want them to make a decision because it's good for them. It's good for their business. It's good for their thing. And it would help you, you know, have more revenue, but it would also help them because your thing helps them. So just make sure that that's there. Make sure your eyes are locked in on the value that you're creating and not the money that you're getting, because it'll eventually fizzle out if it's all about the money. And so if you consistently post those three types of content, I'm telling you, you'll get more sales. Now, if you have to consistently post, and I'm talking weekly, right? Now you don't have to post that like all three each week. It would be ideal, but you don't have to do that. So next we're going to talk about how you can turn customer questions into content ideas. So people are always asking questions. Doesn't matter the niche, doesn't matter the department or whatever. Like, people are always asking you questions. Write those freaking questions down, okay? People literally ask me questions about audio all the time, and I turn it into content ideas. It's easy, because if somebody's asking you about it, that usually means there's a whole audience of people wondering the same exact thing. And whenever you post that video and post that educational content, they're going to be like, what the frick? Are they reading my mind? Yes, we are reading. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's just write your questions, the questions that people ask you down. It makes it easy content, because most of the time you're answering those questions on the phone or to that person in person, and it's like nothing to you. But to them, it's like, oh, that's so cool, or that helped me. And then always, like, you can take one idea. So like, say you have one little question idea, and you can repurpose it. So repurposing is really great to where you can make like a little short video on something, but you could also maybe make an extended video on something that adds a ton of value to somebody and you release it on YouTube or whatever, make it a paid masterclass or something. But you could also turn it into a blog where people can read about it instead of, you know, watch a video. And, you know, sometimes that'll help your search engine optimization, which is what we talked about on the last episode. So, like repurposing all your content is great. And now with like AI and stuff, it's kind of cool. You can record a video or, you know, even write a blog and then tell AI, hey, take this written blog and help me, create a transcript for a video or vice versa. Be like, hey, I made this video. Can you please help me write a blog for it so I can put it on my website and get better SEO? Super cool. You can repurpose content all over the place. You can do a video on something and then make like a static image later on of the bullet points of that and then make that a post. And you always want to have like half and half of, you know, creating value, but also, selling, because you can create value all day, you know, like week in and week out, and people are like, oh, this is awesome. And then you kind of just turn it into an entertainment channel, right? Like people are just going to watch and then click off. But if you're not selling them, if you're not saying, hey, here's an opportunity to go further, here's an opportunity to work with us, here's an opportunity to buy the thing that will solve the problem rather than you just continuously watching these videos every day, then you're not really going to make money. So you need to balance both, because again, on the flip side, if you're always selling, people are like, he's always just asking for my money, right? He's always asking for something more, he or she, whatever. And then they get tired of that. Like people don't like being sold to all the time. That's why they don't hang out in car lots, because they don't want to be sold to all the time. That's why people don't like going to car lots, is because you feel like you're just being sold to, right? But if you have a good mix of both where you're adding value and then asking for the sale, adding value, then asking for the sale, people are going to feel very comfortable with that, because they're like, oh, you know, they did this for free, or they did this for me. So it's almost like they feel like they owe you something in return without really knowing that they feel that way. So it's kind of a subconscious thing. So last but not least, I'm just going to give you guys a quick 1 month like content strategy. Okay. So write this down, pull out your notes app, pull out Notion or whatever you use. I'm gonna take a drink real quick. Okay. So this is super simple. And this is what we tell all of our clients to start off with. If they can, right. If they can afford it, if they have the time to do it. And if they don't have the time, but can't afford us to do it, then we do it. But if they can't afford it, then we, you know, kind of tell them, hey, this is how you can do it. Anyways. So I think you should be posting 3 times a week, at least starting out. Okay. 3 times a week is not that much. You can get all of your content done in one day if you wanted to for the whole month. Like recorded and stuff. You take a whole day, you can record everything that you need to. And then I suggest doing 2 videos and 1 static image a week. And now you can bump that up and do like 2 static images or whatever. And it doesn't hurt to do like even on, like if you're on site or if you're doing stuff every day, just take a little video explaining what you're doing or being like, oh, this was a big win. This was really cool. This was, you know, A to B transformation. You can do more, but I'm just saying, if you start with that, people are just gonna, you know, you're just gonna be in front of people's faces. And not only if you follow the value, the customer testimonial, and what was the last one? Sorry, and like promotional offers. Like if you're constantly promoting something that you can do for someone, if you kind of follow that strategy, and you don't have to post that every week. You can do 2 value pieces and 1, you know, promotional piece each week, or you can do 1 educational, and then 2. You know, promotional pieces that week, like, you know, just wherever you're at, you know, but have a healthy balance across the entire month. Don't look at it as week to week, because that can get really redundant and people kind of know what's going to come up and what's going to happen. But if you kind of switch it up throughout the month, that's the idea. So, 3 pieces a week at least. You're just going to continuously be in front of people. Post it to your stories on your socials, because that is constantly popping up and people are always just swiping through stories. And so you're just staying front of mind and just see what changes, see what changes, see what kind of replies you get, see what kind of reaction you get, see what kind of views, if you get some audience growth or, and then most importantly, your business growth. Like, did you make a few more sales? Not to mention, you need to have some call to actions in your content, you know, telling them to learn more, or telling them to work with you. You know, you got to ask for the sale, got to ask for the sale. So I hope that helps. I hope that can help you guys build some content that actually sells and content that actually makes a difference in the business side of things, not the growing a big audience side of things. So that's it for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Again, if you guys need more help with your content or your marketing, please reach out to growingmediamarketing.com. We're here to serve you. Just help you learn, develop, and launch. Love you guys. Bye.